That's as we are going and spent a few weeks in the States before moving back to Togo. And in the ministry, the Lord allowed me to write some songs for the church. Because we work on the music, we have to do the song. Two of the songs I've written years ago, one called Call for Missions. Then I will let a copy here, so maybe you use that. And if there is some arrangement you want to do, you can do that for yourself. And that's called for mission. And I wrote I have the melody and the words. And one of our teachers made the note for me, because I can't write the note like this. Right? He did it for me. And I did the translation, because the original one, I did it in Ewe, the native tongues of Africa. And then I did the translation in English. Then this is English word here on this, that you can sing easily. If there's something you have difficult on, you can change the arrange yourself and get it. But what I would do is, my wife will sing one part of this song in Ewe, because we're going to sing some song this morning. And she will do that too, just one part of this. The song said that, a call for mission, let us go on the mission field for the Lord our God. In the name of Christ we'll go to spread the gospel to the poor lost souls, so they may turn from all their sins. Jesus himself, this is the part. Jesus himself is our Lord and God. We must go without delay to bring him those who are bound in sin before the sun will go down. This one part of the refrain. The second one said, the field is wide open, and who will go? Jesus said, all need to go. With his holy words, the Bible in our hand, we must bring them to the Lord. Let us put on, the third verse said, let us put on armor and for the world. We are more than conquerors, so the high mountain, they may hear good news of Christ before Jesus come again. This the some of the words. I'll leave this, and if you need to change something, you can do that for yourself. And there are two songs we want to sing this morning. One I did, one I did not. That's old song, but this, the one I did call, Lamb of God, who died for us to redeem us from our sin. You raised triumphantly from the dead and gave us the victory for eternity. Oh, Jesus, you are our Lord. You have saved us for eternity. Oh, Jesus, you are Savior. We serve you for eternity. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are God. You have chosen us for eternity. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are our guide, and you guide us for eternity. Let me read it in French. Oh, Agneau de Dieu, tu es mort pour nous racheter de tous nos péchés. Tu es ressuscité, triomphant la mort. Nous avons la victoire pour l'éternité. Oh, Jésus, tu es notre Seigneur. Tu nous as sauvés pour l'éternité. Oh, Jésus, tu es notre Sauveur. Nous te servirons pour l'éternité. Oh, Saint-Esprit, tu es notre Dieu. Tu nous as choisis pour l'éternité. Oh, Saint-Esprit, tu es notre guide. Tu nous guideras pour l'éternité. Amen. And this, we compile this little book for our church. This just for our church over there. So we may sing in it. Then I have some of the songs I have written myself in this book for our church. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'll call my wife. She'll come to sing little songs, some of the song, then I'll come to preach.
Sa garde sainte, jamais de Satan, notre âme n'est prisonnière. En avant. Qu'à tous êtres humains soit annoncé l'évangile. La sainte bannière de l'agneau divin plantant dans les reines assis. En avant, en avant, pour Jésus-Christ le roi des rois, nous le courons-nous et marchons de la croix. Et le jour de gloire bientôt paraîtra, l'aube nous la voyons lure, où sous la bannière de la croix divine de Christ l'éternel empire. En avant,
for saving us. He's worthy to be worshipped. And now we are going to read some part of the Bible, read some word, and talk a little bit about that. The book of Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through 38. Matthew chapter 9. And let's bow our heads and pray to let the Lord speak to us through his word. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the church, Calvary Bible Church, for your love on this church. And thank you for what you are doing through this church. Lord, this morning again we are going to speak from your word. You know I cannot preach, but you can speak to us through your words so all of us may get something to live for and obey your words according to your will. Just have your will this morning. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing in every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest may send forth the laborers into his harvest. This morning I would like just us to think on the harvest is plenteous. The harvest is huge. The harvest is everywhere. The harvest is plenteous. In the Bible says, pray therefore so the Lord may send people on his harvest. Because there is a need there to reap the soul or to bring those people to the Lord. There is a need. But where are those harvests today we can see? They are in the big city, they are small city, they are everywhere. They are in the village, deepest village of India, Africa, and Mexico, everywhere on the earth. But sometimes it's very hard to find those lost souls to reach for the Lord. And when you are going to the big city, you go to big city, you don't see God's creation sometimes, but you see mankind creations. And that sometimes make the work hard to bring people to the Lord, because men build the big buildings, men create the cars, technologies. Men has done great job, many. And that make mankind proud and blind, so they may see that the Creator himself is God. And mankind created building, big stuff, airplane, everything. All we can see materially. But that's not what God wants. God created the world. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And that's what the Bible says. And he said one day, everything will be passed away. God will create the new heavens and the earth. But in that new heaven, in the earth, God wants his people. God wants people to come there. And where there won't be mankind creation, mankind building, mankind inventions. You know, what men have invented, those kind of things has become curse on men sometimes. Problems. We make guns to kill ourselves, you know. We make guns to go to war because somebody do something. Some people want to invent another country. Mankind has to kill himself, his brother, you know. But God said, there's a harvest. Why there is harvest? Because in the heart of mankind, there's a need there. Because he's a sinful person. He is a sinful person. Because everybody is going to die if the Lord doesn't come soon. Because the Bible says it's appointed for men to die once, and then comes the judgment. Then everybody will come to the judgment, and God have a plan for mankind to come to himself. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came. When he came, he worked. The Bible says he went to all the cities and villages to find men to bring to God. The people, Adam, race who lost in darkness of sin, Jesus came to bring them back to him. And when he saw the multitude, he said, the Bible says he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted. The men is, we call something in French, désorienté. They are not knowing what they are doing. And they are proud of doing what they are not, they don't know what they are doing. And that led them in the final destruction, in the lake of fire, where God wants to send the sinful persons who doesn't know him. It's something to see how our world is going today. The harvest is plenteous, but how this world is going today, it's something that needs to stir our hearts. Because the world thinks like, this is it. We are something. Mankind has become something. When we go back many years ago, years in the Bible, mankind started building the Tower of Babel. And the Lord confused their languages. And then everybody has to take his own way and go, because God doesn't want them to do something and be proud of, and so that they won't know him. But because God wants everybody to know him, that's why he has a plan for mankind to come to him. But the way our world is going today is getting mess. And it's going to be worse. If the Lord said the harvest is plenteous, then today is more plenteous. That we have to go. We have to go to tell those people to come to know the Lord. Today is very sad. The sin, not people as doing their sin, but they are saying, you that's living that sin, you are doing fine too. You have your right to live in sin. That's mankind thinking. But God says, no. You are a sinful person, you deserve the lake of fire one day. That's why the Bible says we have to have compassion on them. Because they think like they are wise, but they are not wise. They think like they know things, but they are not knowing anything. And they are not thinking about their eternity. They are not thinking for today. They are just thinking of doing something today. And that's very sad. And they create many things that will blind them. Mankind has, we are living the day that mankind, the fellowship, natural fellowship is not like years ago. Because we have our cell phone and everybody, we are living in the headbound generation, everybody had to look in something like that. Years ago, when you are traveling, you can have acquaintance of somebody, you can talk, and there used to be fellowship, but today you don't find that anymore like it used to be, because everybody had to read something from the cell phone. They are very occupied. Everybody, it's everywhere. But God doesn't create us like that. God created us to be free, you know? He wants us to live and be whole and contemplate His creation, what God made. But today we just have, and that makes the work sometimes hard to bring people to Christ, you know? Because they spent most of their time in reading something they don't need even. And it's everywhere. Even it's getting worse in Africa. You know, most African people have their cell phone. And you said, hey, I want to talk with you about Christ. you want to say what? men has become dependable. God created us to be independent, to be free. God wants us to be free, have liberty to live for Him and have the trees and hear the birds singing and have the nature, you know. But men, today, when the bird is singing, they don't care of that. They just, the natural is living mankind, you know. And man is getting dependable. And in those days, the Noah days, the Bible said they are living the way they want it. And they don't care about what is going to happen to them. And then the Lord brought the flood, the water, and they all died. And today, they are just doing what they want to. They want to do. They just the technology or internet, everything today. They have to go to online. God doesn't create us to do online, you know, but men create us to go to online. Yeah, everything is online, you know. To make application of something, you have to go to online. God did that for us. It's somebody who didn't go to school, you have to go to online, eh? Where they are leading mankind. You know, online is not bad things to go to do something. It's getting easy because men want to do something, everything is easy, no? But all that, it's not making the work of God, what the Lord Jesus Christ said, it is finished. He shed His blood so men may come to Him. It's, all those men is doing today is making the work hard for God to bring people to Himself. Because Satan is trying to reach many people for him to go to the lake of fire one day. And he's making mankind dependable on things, not thinking that God wants them to come to him. The harvest today is plenteous. The harvest today is plenteous. Spiritually, physically, and morally. People are going afar from God instead of coming to God. The sin is increasing. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 20 that the sin will increase and the charity will decrease. The love for God will decrease. And the desire to go to God, the Creator, will decrease. And in those midst, the Lord says, go into the world and teach them and preach to them. For the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We Christians today, we have to pray more than what we used to do. We have to go and give the tracts and bring people to Christ and tell them about Christ more than the way we used to do that. Because Satan is working very hard to bring people into the lake of fire. He's working. Satan is working. He's changing this world, the Lord, this beautiful world the Lord has. I thank the Lord for men. Because men, you have, nice landscape. You still have this. Praise the Lord for you keeping what God created here. But, the devil is at work. It's at work in Africa, everywhere, to lead people into the lake of fire. The Lord Jesus Christ said, because those people were fainted and scattered abroad as a sheep that have no shepherd. That's why you need to have compassion on them. Because there are people who think like they know everything, but they know nothing. And it's very hard to bring somebody who thinks they know that, but he doesn't know anything, to come to know God. That's what the Bible says. Because they think they are wise, they are fool. And our world is getting more fool today than the wise, the true wise people, The Bible talks about 66 that will come and people have those on the right hand. Today, it's very sad to see people to have things printed on their body, Everybody's witnessed that today. It's not in the Western country only, but everywhere in Africa. I joke with people in Africa who print something on their body. I say, since we are black people, before you do something like that, you need to have a white paint. Before you do that, so that can be seen. Because when the white people do that, you can see that. But when you do nobody. And then you have to wear the shirt that has no sleeves, and so people can. The world is sick today, But in the book of Leviticus, the Bible said, do not print anything on your body. God said, no. Man can say, yes, I have to do that. God, when you say that, I'm going to put another personality on myself. The way you create me, I don't like that no more. I want you to be something else. That's what they are doing. That's what they are doing. God created one person, no double person. But men want to add somebody else to him to be seen as somebody else instead of being what the Lord created. And thank God. And say, God, I am a sinful person. I want to be saved. Man, the need of his heart, he doesn't want that need to be met by God, but he wants something to feed that, to quench that. That's the reason why the Bible says we Christians, we have to have compassion on those people and bring them. Today it's getting very hard to lead those people to Christ. Because Satan is at work. Satan is at work everywhere. And that's why the Bible says the time is short. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Truly the coming of the Lord is at hand. Because everything men need, we have those. God have rains on our field, we have corn, we wheat, we eat, everything God, mankind need, we have that. But the need of men spiritually need to be met too by God himself. But men say, no, God, we don't want you to meet that. We're going to do that ourselves. And by the help of Satan, many people are going into the lake of fire. The Bible says in the last days, they are going to love the pleasure than the word of God and God himself. In Africa, we love we play soccer ball. Sometimes I do play soccer, eh? To keep ourselves in shape and run and. But soccer and the football, the sport become gods to people today. This month they are playing a soccer ball in Europe Cup. There is Germany and some other country was playing, and the storm was hitting, and the grill, I don't know what you call it. The big snow is coming down, and the players have to run from the field of the soccer ball, and they stop the game. And all the players went to the vestiaire to stop. You know, people who support the match, the ball, the game, they are there, they are singing. They are singing and shouting, but the rain is coming for you, you know. But where are they in the church pews? They sing for the ball. But they don't come to sing to God. God, you are a creator. No, they don't want to do that. But they sing for the ball. That's sad. You know, all those are the traps Satan has put on mankind. A sport is just a sport, you know. But behind that, it's all something else. And that leads people Sunday, they go to soccer field, they sing for the match, they sing for the people. And the big players, they win game and they have a bunch of money. And then when they have money, what did you? They go and print things on their back and destroy themselves. With the money they have, it's become curse on them. And one day, how are they going to present to God? God, you create me clean, but I put dirty on myself. The Lord said the harvest truly is plenteous today. It's going to, those things going to be stop? No. They are going to be worse. That's why we have to have compassion on people to go and tell Jesus, them about Jesus. The Lord Jesus is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. We have to have compassion on them. The Lord himself has compassion on them. We must do what the Lord wants us to do. We must obedience. We must pray. We must continue to go and tell them. And have patience and love for the work of the Lord and do what the Lord wants us to do. The Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all to what I have. I've taught you, and I'll be with you, Lord, until the end of the world. The Lord is with us. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is with us. And then we have to go and tell them. The harvest today is plenteous, but the laborers are getting fewer and fewer and fewer. The call for mission. The call for mission is everywhere. It's in men, it's everywhere on the world. But we just need to obey the will of God and tell the people to come to Christ before the trumpet will blow. Let us pray.